Hi, folks. Pete Lane. Happy 4th of July weekend for those of you in the States. Welcome back to our ACB 2016 coverage live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah, while Jeff and Lori have been working the booth, working up a sweat, working hard for all you listeners, they still found the time to get out and conduct a couple of interviews. Let's join Jeff Thompson. Take it away, Jeff.
Hi, I'm Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and we're at the 2016 ACB Convention in Minneapolis, and I'm here with Language Learn Communications,
yeah, Lengua Learn Communications.
Lengua Learn. And who am I talking to?
My name is Carla Hayes.
And you have your own company.
Yes, I have my own business. I call it the Great Metropolis of McMurray, Pennsylvania, which is in reality a little town about 30 miles south of Pittsburgh.
Ah, and what do you do?
Well, mostly I'm teaching and some translating of foreign languages, some audio production and developing educational materials. And I work with corporations if they need corporate classes. I do private lessons. People are going to go on trips if they need to learn language. The biggest thing right now that I've been doing is classes for homeschoolers. I have several classes because I am a certified teacher. So I offer foreign language classes for homeschoolers. So when I go back to McMurray after this convention, I got to start working on my fall classes and enrollment and different things like that.
And how many languages do you teach?
I teach Spanish, French, German, some Latin, and then I do English as a second language. And the Latin is sort of linguistical Latin, vocabulary-based Latin. And what I'll do is one of the courses I offer is called Explore 4, where I give students 9 weeks each of Spanish, French, German, and Latin so that they get a taste of all of them, and then they can decide which of the three spoken languages they would like to study and really study it in detail. And then I do some Latin for test prep and vocabulary building and things like that as well.
Oh, cool. That's really neat. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Well, you could call me at 724-941-8184. And my email address is Lengual, L-E-N-G-U-A-L, at Verizon.net. And I also want to mention I'm the vice president of IVY, the Independent Visually Impaired Entrepreneurs. We are an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, and we are people that own businesses. We own and operate businesses of various types. So if anybody's thinking about business ownership, that might be an organization to consider.
They could get information on how to start up and how to succeed.
Right, and they can network with other business owners, and as members, they have access to our listserv, to our radio-style audio magazine. And if you want information about that, you can also have your name in the online directory. And we have an Ivy Business Expo every year at the convention, and tomorrow we'll be having it. But if you want to look at what we do, you can go to the website, ivie-acb.org.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. And are you enjoying the convention?
I really am. I also wanted to mention that I teach school part-time at a small Christian school, and I am a certified teacher, so if anybody's interested in teaching, I've been teaching for 34 years. But yes, I'm having a wonderful convention, seeing old friends and making new friends, learning a lot of new things, meeting nice people like you, getting a lot of interviewing done, and I can't wait to get to the Blind Abilities website and check you guys out.
There you go. And I don't think I heard of a long enough resume from anybody that's long enough. I mean, as long as a resume as you got there. That's pretty good, extensive. That's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. It sounds like you're doing some cool things, too, and I really do wish you all the best.
Well,
thank
you.
We've just exchanged interviews. You did one for me.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and have a wonderful day.
I'm Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and with me I have Tim from
Scoop Masters.
And what is Scoop Masters?
Scoop Masters is a dog poop pickup service based in Santa Clarita, California.
And you're at the ACB convention.
We are.
And I'm in a play area. I call it the Rough House. R-U-F-F. Because dogs get to come here, and you call it not a relief area, but a play area?
Technically a stress relief area.
There you go. And it is really neat because it's in this big open area and these sturdy sidewalls that are built here. How'd that come about?
Well, we were contracted to do the pet relief areas for the ACB. And last Monday they called me and said, hey, can I build a fenced-in area for the dogs to run around in?
Inside the hotel.
Inside the hotel, yeah. So I thought about it and said, sure.
Without knowing what you're going to do yet.
Exactly. When I come in town tomorrow, I'll check it out and see.
And it feels like this plastic type of lattice.
Yeah, it's a vinyl lattice, 4x4 posts, some 3-inch furring strips on the top and bottom, and it's tie-wrapped together, held down with bricks.
And it's sturdy as heck, and it's got to be, I would say, almost 60 feet. How far?
It's actually about just under 1,000 square feet.
1,000 square feet, and there's toys, all sorts of conks and balls and squeakies and all that, and dogs just have a blast.
They do.
And then you also do the relief areas outside.
Oh, yeah.
And how big are those?
Those are about 30 feet by 15 feet, and we have two of them.
And what is that substrate that you use in there? It's like a gerbil house.
Well,
gerbil trail.
It is.
Really?
We are to build a soft relief area and a hard relief area. The soft area has wood shavings and some deodorizers and absorbing pellets, and it's covered by a windscreen.
Ah, so the wind just doesn't blow it all away.
Well, not that as much as, so we don't track it in the hotel as much.
Ah, so actually the dogs walk on it without picking it up and coming. I suppose
exactly.
It would get, it's like a cat box for dogs.
Exactly.
That's cool. So you do this for all the conventions?
Well, for the ACB so far, yes.
Right.
We actually got called to do another one in New York in April from Guiding Eyes.
Really?
Yeah, we might do one over there, so we'll see.
Well, that's really cool. How long have you been doing this?
We've been picking up dog poop for 29 years.
It's not going out of style, is it?
Nope, dogs keep pooping.
Well, that's really cool. I was really impressed when I came here to see the relief areas. There's one down on the main level, mm-hmm. and there's one on the second level, and they're basically two different ones because one for the tracking, where outside they do have an area to walk around to get it up.
Yeah, there is a grassy area, too.
Yeah.
For those that want to brave steps.
Yep. I see a lot of people using that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And do you maintain the spraying down area, the area out there, too, with the
Several
water?
Several times a day.
I notice it's always clean out there, so you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
So I noticed that, and because Lori has a dog, that's what I was noticing, that, oh, they really, you know, make it convenient for the dog owners and this area. I think it's more of a relief area for the owners of the dog can just
yeah, they could be too.
Run for a little while and they'll sleep at night. So great. Well, Tim, it was great learning about this and you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank
and
you. Appreciate it.
What is the name of it again?
Scoopmasters Dog Poop Pickup Service.
And how would someone find you if they wanted this service?
Call me toll free, 800-PUP-POOP.
There you go.
Or if you're number-oriented, 787-7667.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and I got someone in the piano tuning repair. What kind of business do you call it?
It's a piano service business.
All right. And who am I talking to?
I'm Leal Sylvester.
So tell me what you do.
My daily doing is I tune and repair pianos. I work for Metroplex Pianos in Dallas, Texas. We have 3 stores in the area and a warehouse.
So brand new pianos need to be tuned, right?
Brand new pianos need to be tuned. Key bushings need to be eased so that the keys, you know, play freely. Sometimes, you know, screws need to be tightened so things don't rattle. You know, things that are made shifted during the pianos travel from the warehouse to the dealership.
And you get them ready for the end user.
I get pianos ready for the sales floor, as well as if they sold already when they come to our warehouse, I have to prepare them to go into the customer's home.
Oh, wow.
Or to the school or church or wherever it's sold to.
How many tuning keys are there in a piano?
There are approximately 230 to 240 strings in a piano.
And you know them all?
I do know them all, you know, from the bass end to the top of the piano. Some notes have 1 string, some have 2, some have 3.
Oh, wow. How'd you get started in that?
I grew up, I was born and raised in U.S. Virgin Islands. When I was in high school, the piano teacher came in and said, we have a piano tuner here. I think it's something you might be interested in doing, you know, as a career. If you'd like, I can get you, you know, I can get him to show you some things. I said, yeah, sure, I'll check it out. So I went in and he let me get my hands on the tools and on the piano, and he showed me how to tune a, you know, a few strings.
Yeah.
And said that I think you have the ability, you know, to learn this if it's something you'd like to do. If so, we can get you in contact with a school that'll teach you that. And 20 years later, here I am.
There he are. And you're at the ACB conference.
Yes.
And what's your group's name here?
The reason for me being here is I am representing the School of Piano Tuning and Technology for the Blind in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, cool.
We are here on a recruiting mission to get students to go to the school. You know, we teach blind people how to tune and repair pianos, and we give them independent careers.
There you go. That's really great. Is there a way of contacting you guys?
Yes, there is. The school's phone number is 360-693-1511. The website is pianotuningschool.org.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much. I hope people listen to this and give you guys a call. Check it out.
All right. Pleasure talking with you.
Pleasure talking to you, too. This is Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and with me I have Envision America, and this is Dave.
How you doing?
So, Dave, you're at the ACB convention.
Yes. Yeah, we're here demoing two of our products, Script Talk and then the IDMate barcode scanner.
Now, that scanner creates its own database too, right?
Well, we create the database for it, but it also searches the internet and creates a database off the internet as well. And then you can personalize your own database so you can scan a product and record through voice your information and have your own database. So you can do multiple databases.
Oh, cool.
But the primary one is designed by us.
That's cool. And what's the script?
Script Talk. Script Talk is an RFID, radio frequency identification unit, that reads these labels and does text-to-speech transfer. So it identifies your label information through voice.
Oh, that's great. How do you like the convention so far?
It's good. We're happy to be here, and we wish it was a little busier, but so far so good.
So if someone wanted to find out more about Envision America, where would they go?
They'd go to either our website, which is www.envision, which is E-N-V-I-S-I-O-N, America.com. Or they can call us at 1-800-890-1180 and speak to one of our representatives.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. This is Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and I'm at the ACB Convention 2016, and I'm at the booth On the Go, and I'm with Julie Johnson. How's it going?
Pretty good.
And awesome. What are your products?
So I have guide and service dog gear for people with active lifestyles. So that includes washable sports style harnesses, leashes, sweaters, first aid kits, relieving harnesses, and all kinds of other awesome goodies.
Serious bling for the dogs.
Yes.
Good
yes.
stuff. Good stuff. And do you have a website?
I do. It is guide-and-service-dogs. So guide and service dogs, just put hyphens in there, .com.
All right. That's cool. And what's your hot item here today?
The bells and the travel collapsible dishes have been selling a lot.
Oh, the jingle bells.
The jingle bells, yeah. They're kind of cool.
And the what else was it?
The travel bowls, but I'm sold out. She has the last one.
I bought the last one.
There you go, making sales.
I bought collapsible bowls in the past,
and they have not been shallow enough or wide enough for Logan to get his head in to get a drink of water. And this one is absolutely adorable.
But
so I got the last one.
They could order them on onthego.com, right?
No, guideandservicedogs.com. On the Go is the company name, but the website name is Guide and Service Dogs with the dashes.
Okay.
Sorry, a little confusing.
Yeah, we'll edit that out. I create my own work
okay.
by screwing things up.
That would be my work, Jeffrey.
She's got beautiful sweaters, and I'm going to get one for Logan because we live in Minnesota and he needs to stay warmer. So I'm going to get me one.
That's cool. So how are you enjoying the convention?
You know, it's been awesome right here, but I haven't been able to see that much because it's been so busy, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was a long day.
Yeah.
Very long day.
Yeah, but just, you know, the running into people in the halls and catching up. You know, people stop by that I haven't seen for 10 years, and it's like, oh, my gosh, yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Julie Johnson.
And On the Go is at booth 27 of the ACB convention.
So if you're still here at the convention, booth 27 in the exhibition hall.
He'll edit that right up and just put it out there.
Yeah.
And put music behind it.
Yeah. Fancy.
Your country or that?
Well, probably.
Well, Julie, since I didn't hear what band you wanted to hear, you've got Patrick Lane. I'm a bit biased, but it's pretty good. This report from the ACB convention floor, ACB 2016, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks to Jeff. Thanks to Lori. Thanks to everybody who participated. And once again, selfishly speaking, Patrick Lane on the guitar. Everybody have a great day. Stay tuned for more from Blind Abilities ACB 2016 coverage.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
Of blind abilities.
Of blind abilities.